The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Look, I already know what you're thinking. Why does Dolo White's vegetarian ass have a hunter on his podcast? And I get it, especially if you're also vegetarian or vegan and lead a mostly cruelty-free life. Now, my personal belief is that human beings should not eat meat for a multitude of reasons that I've covered on several occasions on this podcast. I'll spare you the recap. But if you are going to eat meat, putting in the work yourself and hunting is a better way. The animals live a free life. They're not caged or tortured. The kill is quick. The animals don't suffer through a long or grueling death. The meat is pure because the animals are not fed a diet of antibiotics or God knows what else to maximize profits. And the hunters do a ton of conservation work that helps our environment. Now, on to my guest today, Raynar Moody, who's a good friend of mine. Not only is he making a huge impact as a black man in an industry that is predominantly white and probably even more racist than most industries, he's also building a huge brand through videos, music, merch, and everything else under the sun. He's a literal pioneer in every sense of the word and is bringing hunting into households that never thought twice about it. So let's get it started. My guest today, Raynar Moody at 24/7 Hunt. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Pull up, get it.
Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 68 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today is an actual friend of mine, Raynar Moody, 24/7 Hunt. What's good, bro?
Man, what's up, dude? How you doing?
So you know this podcast has been at least vegetarian,
yeah,
very vegan from time to time. So I thought at first we need to start just saying what you do is something that I can't do. I could not like kill an animal. I don't have it in me. But what you do in hunting when it comes to meat consumption,
yeah,
is so much better for earth, for the animal, for the person ingesting it than any other form of meat that there is, correct?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Because what you guys do is quick, and the animals live in wild, and yeah, they're running around. They live their normal life until, right, you know, you come along,
right? Right.
And ruin it. But right. But other animals, though, I mean, I don't think enough light gets shed upon like how cruel animal farming is.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
And so what you guys do is the complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get into hunting, bro?
Man, it's just something I've been doing since I was little, born in it, you know, just being from South Georgia, you know, my family, and, you know, that's all I knew growing up. It's just like, we're going to hunt. And it was just a time where we could get together, you know what I'm saying? And that was usually the best times I can remember growing up, just like memory wise, hunting with, you know, family and friends and all my uncles and my dad and stuff. So, yeah, man, it's just in me. It's just in me.
It's in you to hunt.
Yeah.
So would you say like most of the meat that you consume at this point was from yourself? Like you?
Yeah.
You
man, my freezer's pretty full. You know what I mean? You know, I'm a new guy to a family. You know what I'm saying? I got wife and kids, so I'm trying to get them accustomed to eating what I grew up on eating. So, like, if they, you know, were full fledged into it, yeah, like probably would be 100%, you know, wild game, whatever we eat. So that's my goal for sure.
And that's better for you for you ingesting it, not just for the animal's sake, but for yours as well, right?
Yeah, correct. Like elk meat, deer meat, it's probably, you know, it's just lean meat, real lean, super lean, can't overcook it, you know, it's a lot of that stuff.
And there's no additives either, because
nothing added in, no steroids, anything like that. So it's just like, it's what meat's supposed to taste like. Yeah, I mean, if you live off the land, you won't have as many health problems as, you know, somebody that might eat Burger King every day.
And another thing I think people don't know about hunters is you guys do a lot of, like, conservation work with the environment too, right?
Yeah, the most. 100%, the most conservation going on with hunters.
That kind of makes sense because you guys, if you want to hunt, you need the woods. Right. You need it to be wild. You don't want to see more construction and shit like that taking away the homes of these animals, right?
100%. So it's like it's catch-22. You know, you got people that are against hunting, but they won't think twice of cutting down a whole forest and building apartment complex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just tough. It's a crazy, it's a fight. It's a battle that we all trying to fight, you know, I guess in different ways. And, I feel like a lot of hunters get, you know, a bad rap, you know what I mean? Just for the killing part. So it's tough. So, but you know, we're trying to fight that.
Let's talk about hunters. Cause when I close my eyes or when just growing up, I grew up in Clayton County, which was in Georgia, which is, you know, kind of close to the Atlanta airport, actually where the Atlanta airport is. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? 5 minutes from the city, but also when I was growing up at that time, Clayton County was 5 minutes from the country.
Right.
So when I think of a hunter, I don't think of you. And that probably is some race shit in there because we don't think of black hunters.
Right.
How has it been being a black hunter? Because it feels like you're in spaces where I remember school. My best friend, my partner who was on air with me for a long time. My family had a house for a long time that my father grew up in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And we would always invite him up. And he was like, yo, like, I'm not going there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to that part deep away from. Yeah, in the country, you know what I mean? And those are the spaces that you're in constantly.
Right.
What is that like, man?
Man, it's, I guess growing up, you know, I never was, it just wasn't a thought because I was always around older black gentlemen that hunted. So as I got older, I kind of realized how different I was, you know? And so I remember I used to be kind of ashamed to like, I might not wear my hunting clothes into the grocery store or something like that. I don't know. I just would get a weird feeling because, you know, back then, a lot of people you didn't see it often. Now, if you're in the country, you know, black folks hunt all the time. And so it's not as taboo. But, you know, as you kind of venture out, you know, you get closer to the city and but you still have your country ways, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's definitely a sight to see. So it's, you know, now fast forward, you know, we duck hunt a lot. When we first started getting together with that, you know, traveling all over, you definitely, you know, you might walk into some of these mom and pop places to eat breakfast or something like that, you're definitely gonna get some looks like, who are all these black dudes, you know, with camo on, you know what I mean? You know, we've had situations where people come up to the boat ramps and say like, man, I ain't never seen black duck hunters, you know what I'm saying? They'll just say it out of nowhere. Like, so like, I mean, you know, it's something that we're trying to just, I guess, make the norm and just give a voice. You know, it's definitely black people out there hunting. We just never had a platform to really show that in a mass.
A couple of people out there probably never seen black people, much less black duck hunters before.
Right.
and we're going to get into everything you do because you guys do videos, you do your own music.
Right.
And so what has been the feedback with that? Because it feels like the music that you do isn't typical, what I would think, stereotypical hunting music. Like, I think you think of just deep country music when you think of what people listen to when they go hunting. And maybe that's a stereotype that should be removed.
Right.
But that nonetheless is the stereotype.
Right.
But you do your own music, which is kind of like trap, but you're talking about hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw, man, with this new generation of people hunting, everybody loves trap music. I feel like rap and trap, you know, especially being from Georgia, you know, you got a hard influence of like Atlanta sound. Everybody just, you know, everybody listen to rap music now. I feel like rappers are the new rock stars. So it's just like, man, everybody can relate, especially the new generation. So like, that's what we're listening to. And so that was just a way for us to like connect with them in the hunting industry where nobody's doing it. And, you know, I feel like people kind of maybe scared to do it, you know, till we start doing it. And then we definitely caught some big time flack, you know. You know, they felt like we were turning the sport ghetto or, you know, we've had all kind of comments like that. But now it's kind of, I mean, it's the thing. You'll see some hunting videos out there with some trap music, like some hard trap. And it's like, okay, we're making waves here.
So you're already kind of changing that trend.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%. Like I see, you know, videos on Instagram all the time now that you wouldn't see like 2 years ago.
Wow. So other people are now like rapping about hunting and shit like that.
They're just putting rap music on their hunting videos in general.
Wow.
You know, they might put a little baby or a Dolph on their videos. And like,
you started that shit.
100%. We started like the hard trap, like for sure.
Wow. That's incredible that the wave is already catching. Cause it feels like, I guess time moves by and goes pretty quick. Cause I mean, you've been on this, I guess, for what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah, it's been a road. I look up now, man. I feel like I just started because we just kind of caught flame, but like, I've really been with the brand. It's been about 5 or 6 years been pushing. So,
what was your first step in building it?
Man, I feel like my first step was just really the name, trying to find a name that would stick. I guess in the hunting industry, you see people try to create brands all the time. Mm-hmm. It's so and so outdoors or. You know, it's always got outdoors on the end of it. And
right.
I want to be kind of universal, you know what I'm saying? And I always remember, like, you know, I grew up on Travis Porter And I just remember, like, that name, Travis Porter, like, why right. pick that name? You know what I'm saying? And so, like, that's kind of what drove me to 24/7 Hunt. It's just like, you know, it has the word hunt in it, but, you know, you can use that anywhere, I feel like, you know, and it kind of just stuck. So,
and then the duck, because you have merch too,
yeah.
And so you're wearing like a 24/7 hat with the duck,
yeah.
I know you did duck shoes,
right?
And you're selling out of these things, and I think that's the thing that at least my average listener is probably like, this dude ain't making any cash on this, you know? No, but you're selling all of your shit sells out,
yeah. We try to, I guess, model it after like stuff we love in the urban fashion, like Supreme, mm-hmm. you know, all those type brands like that, man. So, man, we start selling out. It's kind of like, yeah, we just created hype beast in the hunting industry. So I just wanted to bring that over there and see how that worked out. And it's been working out.
Yeah. You think?
It's been working out.
I think the thing that anybody can relate to, though, is like you took something that was unique about yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, this is what I love. This is who I am. This is what I want to do. And you created a brand around that.
Right.
A brand that's still growing right now. And I think anybody can kind of relate to that. I think most people are more like you back in the day where you kind of ashamed that you were a hunter. You wouldn't right. walk into a grocery store with your camo on and shit like that. But you actually decided, was like, no, fuck, this is what I want to do. I remember you told me that 5, 6, 7 years ago. Right. You're like, man, what I really want to do is like all this. You graduated college. And I remember you telling me like what I want to do is hunt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you make money hunting?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know how, but shit, if you can, go for it, bro. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you found not one way, but I feel like you found multiple ways through merch, through the videos, through music, through all of these things to really fund the life you want to live by doing the thing you want to do most. And shit is just it's going crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that. It's been a fun experience. Yeah, this is probably my, I don't know, I've learned a lot of lessons with this. This is probably my favorite time of my life right now, honestly.
Yeah.
Just learning this and trying to navigate through this. Really, it's not a playbook for it, so I'm just grabbing stuff from all over the place and trying to, you know, incorporate what we have going on.
You're probably seeing what, you're just like throwing shit up against the wall, like seeing what sticks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, what has been something that didn't stick? Like, what is something that you felt like, I thought this might work, but it didn't?
Honestly, bro, nothing as of yet, honestly.
Dope.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just been going the right way. Nothing really, man. It's been some stuff that I started that I should keep up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like our podcast, you know what I'm saying? We definitely need to get back on that. But yeah, for the most part, all the ideas that we've come up with, man, they've been pretty solid in helping us grow. So
what is the end game here for you? Like, what is it that you want to, if the dream comes true, what does it look like?
Oh man, that's tough.
I think that's good that it's tough, though, because I think that means you're just caught right now in the moment and you're just going to keep building this thing and there doesn't have to be an end goal, which I think too many of us focus at the end of the day.
Right.
Like, there has to be some kind of end goal. I have to accomplish this. Where is the finish line here?
Right.
But there doesn't have to be one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can just say, like, I'm just going to keep growing this shit.
Right.
And however big it gets.
That's how I want to look at it. You know, hunting industry, I definitely want to be on the top, not for, like, selfish reasons, but I just want to be able to reach back and, like, bring people that want to hunt. Like, I have control and like changing people's lives, you know what I'm saying? And then for as the brand, like, you know, the duck, I just want that to be universally, you know, known, recognized, like the McDonald's sign. So that's my goal there. You know, I just love, you know, I look at like Drake, you know, he has the owl, you know, you see the owl, you know, like,
yeah, that duck is dope.
Like, that's kind of, that's my goal with that, you know what I mean? The visual on the brand right there. Man, it's just, I don't know, you know, like the music. I never thought I'd be doing music like this, you know what I'm saying? I met Morgan, and it's really taking off with him and Acoustic Trap. So yeah, there's no telling where that'll end up, you know what I mean? Honestly, and so.
I think the reason you did your music, if I remember this correctly, it was because Your videos were getting taken down from using other people's music.
Yeah.
And so you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to make my own.
Right.
And you made your own, and that was it, right?
Right. We were doing, so like I said, we were making our videos, putting trap music on there. Of course, like, YouTube would keep the video up, but they were taking all the money from it. So I guess whatever artist, you know, I'm typing in and I'm putting on my videos, they're making all the money from my episodes. And so, like, man, you know, I really need this cash because it's helping my, you know, I can buy merch with this.
Right.
So I was like, man, I need to just start making my own. And then I'm like, man, what am I going to rap about? You know, I want the trap feel, but I'm like, growing up in Macon, I got, you know, versatile growing up in the country. And then I, you know, a lot of friends that grew up in the hood, so I know about stuff. I can rap about that, but it wouldn't
authentic.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'm just gonna rap about what I know. And but I'm gonna keep the same sound. And so it just worked out. And then I did a couple. You, I mean, you remember me being in school? I had one or two records that I was playing with.
You need to re-release Sit High. Y'all should redo Sit High.
Yeah, Sit High. So, I just been tinkering with this for a minute. And then, like, meeting Morgan, we just kind of, he just kind of, like, showed me, like, hey, man, like, we can, is there a lane for what we got going on so we can really push it?
Definitely a lane. And there's been I feel like the line between, you know, hip hop and country has been, it's starting to be crossed. And that's not something 20 years ago. And I've been doing this a long fucking time.
Right.
20 years ago that there was like, that was it. Nobody would try to cross those two, but a lot of artists are now. And there's something for it. There is what you're creating in essence is a rap music, not for people that live in the city, which there's a market for, because there's a lot of people that don't live in cities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like not everybody lives in the city. It's why Tennessee votes red all the time, you know, the city votes blue, you know what I mean? So, there's a lane for what you're doing. And I think that, especially just going back to hunting period, I see a lot more non-stereotypical hunters now than I did growing up. I mean, Von Miller hunts, correct?
Right.
Jacob Phillips, who's from Nashville, plays for the Cleveland Browns. He hunts as well.
Right.
It feels like something that's growing, and if it's helping the earth and helping people's bodies, I'm for that. You know, like I said, I can't pull the trigger myself. But I can't do that.
Understood.
I would cry for days. I killed an animal, but
understood.
What else is going on, bro?
Man, I see it really just this summer. You know, it's spring coming up. We got some turkey season coming up, turkey hunts and stuff like that. But man, just trying to push this music. That's the goal right now.
Is there an off season of hunting?
Yeah, so pretty much the summer, like summertime, really nothing in season. So
really,
yeah, unless you like travel, like you know, go like out of the country.
Summer, it feel like that would be the time that you would actually go and hunt.
Nah, man, it's just hot. The weather just ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Animals move. They like cool weather. So it's just how it just played out. You know, June, July, August, it's kind of not much going on.
And so now's the time to really like push the music because you're not actually out there hunting, right?
Right. I got time. Like I really, this duck season, man, we go for like duck season 60 days for us. So we hunt as much as possible. So it's like hard for me to come up here and record and like shoot our episodes, you know, our duck hunting episodes. So I'm kind of glad that's over. That way I can like lock back in with Morgan and the guys at Acoustic Trap. So hopefully we can get some of that stuff done this summer.
What do they look up to find your music?
24/7 Hunt. Everything's under the brand. 24/7 Hunt.
That's dope.
Yep. Everything's under the brand. Who knows? We may grow one day where I can just have artists rapping and, you know, you just always look up 24/7 Hunt. That's the goal there. Just kind of push the brand. We're really wanting about myself. You know what I'm saying? So.
In the episodes, you got new episodes coming?
Yeah. We got some turkey hunting stuff coming out. We had, you know, a few duck hunting episodes. We just, you know, I'm signed with Yeti, Sick of Gear, Benelli Shotgun. So we got to keep those going to, you know, keep feeding that.
And the episodes are on YouTube, correct?
Yeah, they are. Yep.
You got to get that Netflix call soon.
I know,
so
right?
One of them calls.
We've been working on some. We had a couple calls, man. I think people are just trying to figure out how to incorporate.
I think people are scared of it because it's new, man. And just like you were kind of scared of it at one point. But you got to take a chance. Somebody's going to take a chance. And when they do, man, that's when the shit really explodes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a matter of time. But especially in the corporate world, man, nobody wants to take a chance. Yeah. Bro. I don't know why, but nobody wants to take a chance. Yeah. Everything came from people taking chances, but nobody wants to take a new chance. Bro.
Right. It just comes down to the killing animals. And, it's just, man, I hate that it's so misunderstood. And
what's the most misunderstood thing you think about hunting?
Oh, man, we get comments online all the time. You killed a defenseless animal. And so it's like, you know, it's not about killing something that can defend themselves. You know, that's not the goal, you know, it's just to put food on the table. You know, somebody say, well, you can go to the store for that. I was like, well, you know,
that one at the store got treated a lot worse than anything you guys
had a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
never
saying?
Never had a life or
never
anything.
Never had a life. So if I want to go hunt a deer, I mean, he's got way better chance of living than dying. I mean, I'm going in their territory. They see everything every single day. You know, and when pressure gets on them, they're smart. So, I mean.
And then when the kill does happen, it's over.
That's what, you know, hunters really, we trying to strive on killing stuff ethically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you want to take good shots, you know, you don't want to take bad shots. So you don't just,
you're not just out there firing your gun.
No, no way. You know, that's why our equipment, you know, our equipment evolves, you know what I'm saying? And to keep stuff just, you don't want an animal to suffer, pretty much. You don't want it to suffer. So that's our main goal. Kill it ethically, fast, and just, you know.
If you eat meat, that animal suffers most of the time, except unless you do it yourself, which right. I'm not man enough to do it myself. So I'm just vegetarian out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah. Moo. Everything, YouTube, everything, the music's on Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah, if you got it, it's on there.
Yeah, it's on there. Everything's on there. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, 24/7 Hunt. You're going to find everything we got going on. You type that in anywhere.
And when is another merch drop?
Man, we got some stuff coming this summer I'm excited about. We probably got the shoes. We got some more dunks coming. They probably get here in about 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm excited about that.
When you did the shoes, that's when I was like, oh, he's really got something here because he feels like he can sell shoes. Yeah. Like getting shoes made seems like a lot harder. Like if you asked me to get a t-shirt made, I could probably do that. If you're like, hey, I need you to go get some shoes custom made, I'd be like, okay, I don't know where to start, bro. That's like crazy. I was like, oh shit, he's on it. He's got something here.
It was surreal. You know, you get them packages from the mailman, you got 120 something pair of shoes at your door. I was like, dang, this is crazy. We got to this point. So like just shoes, man, I got coloring books coming for kids with my duck. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Trying to do everything. I just want to touch everything. You know, I don't want to just stick to merch. You know, I just venture out and do whatever we think about. I want to do it. So we got a video game coming out on the iPhone for boat racing, like what we do in duck hunt. You got to have a fast boat, so we got a video game coming out, just stuff like that. Any idea, we want to try to see if we can execute it, and so that's the goal.
Hey man, I'm your number one fan, even though I don't hunt and you're never getting me out there in the woods.
Appreciate that, man.
Radar Moody, man, thank you for doing this. 24/7 Hunt, check out everything they got. I appreciate it, bro.
Yes sir, appreciate you having us.
Yes sir. Later. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my homie Raynar Moody of 24/7 Hunt. Follow him on the gram at raynar.moody. Follow 24/7 Hunt as well at 24.7 Hunt. And while you got the app open, may as well follow me if you don't already at DoloWhite101, DoloWhite 101. Brand new episode drops first thing next Wednesday morning. My guest will be Matthew Frey, author of This Is How Your Marriage Ends. So if you're married or thinking about getting married, definitely going to be a good episode for you to check out. Make sure that you're subscribed or following this podcast and whatever platform it is you're listening to. If that platform lets you rate and review, do that. Give me 5 stars or whatever it is, and write me a nice review. If you have something bad to say, you can always DM me negative comments. I don't mind that, but don't put them in a public forum. I would appreciate that. All right. Brand new episode next Wednesday morning. Thank you for checking out the podcast. I'm gone.